Dave Moore
on Today FM.
You're a gas man, says you. Look at him there with the new show, Gas Man.
Brand new show. Yeah, yeah. So if anybody came to see me in the Olympia in January of this year, my promise was I'll have a brand new show for you for January next year. And this is
And it. Here he is with the brand new show. I know all comedians tend to name a show because their promoter slash agent is going, hey, you need to put a poster together. Did you do that or did you write this and then work back? How does it go for you?
Well, I'm in the process of writing it. Okay. So really, it is a name. But the whole idea and my whole thing with any show is I want people to come and escape for 90 minutes.
Yeah,
I just want you to laugh until you're sore. So really, it is a hanger to hang it on. Gas. I'm the gas man on the stage trying to make you laugh. Yeah. But I want to inflict some pain. I want people crying. I want makeup down the face.
Excellent.
That's what I'm chasing. So really in the process of writing it, doing some work in progress, bits and pieces around the country.
I'm intrigued by those, right? Because often I listen to friends with a lot of comedians and they will go, okay, tonight I'm upstairs in Anshaw on Camden Street, or I'm obviously upstairs in the International or whatever, in Exchequer Street. Around the country, I'm going to like a tiny pub in you know, in Galway, and I'm going
to
try
Clonakilty, Tobarras.
There you go,
like
Tobarras, exactly. So when you're doing those things, do you think the audience is on a level with you in that they understand that this isn't the polished thing? Mm. This is just you almost in a room, like almost in your front room with people sitting down with a cup of tea. Some of these places don't even have microphones.
Well, everywhere does it different, right?
Yeah.
And every comedian does it different. Mm. For me, I'll spend June, July and August writing it.
Okay.
And then when I go ahead and do work in progress show, people are seeing the show. They're going to get to see the show.
Right.
It gets spit and polish as it goes. But if you're coming to one of those work in progress things,
it'll be pretty much
you're going to see an awful lot of stuff that is ready to rock. And then bits that are like, I'm going to chance this tonight. So you'll get, like sometimes, I think Irish audiences are getting much more used to the idea of work in progress where a comedian comes in with the papers. I try not to have any paper on the stage and just go for it. Literally,
so you want to see how the show feels.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So you can write jokes, but then it's how they're hung in the tongue. It's how they come out when you're on stage. There's a rhythm to how you say them and all the rest. And really, it's a dialogue. It's never a monologue. It's a conversation with the audience.
Right.
See what they like, what you like, what's working, and. Yeah, so I've been doing that a couple of years in a row now. So I'll go back to my old haunt, Moat Theatre in Naas.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, do a couple in there. The Spirit Store in Dundalk. You know, really lovely places where they, you know, they're kind of get it. And they know what they're doing. But the Three Olympia, which we put on sale last Friday, is the big one. And
exactly. That
sold out over the weekend. So
fantastic.
I can exclusively announce here, we're putting a brand new one.
I was just about to say, amazing second date. So the 17th of January, is that the one that's gone?
That's gone. So the 16th has just been added.
16th of January on sale. Galway Leisureland, the 21st of February. Your Cork Opera House on the 28th of February. If you want to get tickets, ticketmaster.ie for all the details, and you can get your hands on those. But listen, brilliant. Selling it through Olympia.
It's a mad feeling.
It is for unbelievable.
Because we went to see shows when we were there when you're so young.
Yeah.
And you think, seeing the Strokes up there, you're like,
one
this
day.
Could never be me. It's another planet.
Yes, it can. It absolutely can. And one of the reasons why tickets fly out the door for you, they're like, it's so funny talking to someone who has found a way to, I suppose, capitalize on social media, which you've done. But to some people, then it's like, oh, that guy, I just saw him the other day. And like, no, 20 odd years of stand-up, like 10 or 15 years of podcasting. I mean, television, there's so many things you've done. But yet it might be, for example, I'm going to play this. It might be this. Charlotte's Irish Mammy might be the reason why somebody buys a ticket.
Another run. Didn't you go for a run yesterday?
I wouldn't mind, but she's the one that's complaining she has no energy all the time.
But didn't you do a marathon last year or some sort of fun run?
Don't even talk to me about the football and the hurling. These sports have gone so dangerous. It's so physical. It's rough now. And I blame the energy drink.
Swimming?
Your brother was a fabulous swimmer.
Hyrox? What in the name of God is Hyrox? Is that rock climbing? Paddleboard? After what happened to you on the lake when you were a child?
I'm only telling you what I've heard.
Oh, look at fine. Suit yourself. Do whatever you want. You'll suit yourselves anyway.
You have insurance though, don't you?
You have insurance. That is literally a conversation I would have with my mother on a regular basis.
And you know, the other part is that she's then trying to shovel food into you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, you do need to get out for a run now. Yeah. After that, there's a lot of calories.
There's a lot in the stew, to be honest with you.
The contradictions are many.
Funny, like, doing that character, doing that thing, do you find then that there's a whole new audience for you, that you've had your second, third, fourth cycle of new people coming to see you?
You know, it's all funny. You know, that's the common denominator, is it's funneling your funny down this channel. And in so many comics like me, just figuring out how to get it on that sushi train.
Yes.
That is Instagram or TikTok.
Sure.
So that they get a bite-sized chunk of what you are or what you regard as funny. And then Mammy, you know, she does make an appearance in the stand-up show.
Good.
It is just like, the other way, you know, with you and Neil on your podcast, there's certain things that you two love that you really dig.
Absolutely.
I've always been obsessed with Irish Mammy energy.
Gotcha.
It's the energy specific, the quantum physics of where it's coming from. It's never ending. It doesn't. She never gets tired.
No.
And she has a comment for everything. Nothing is unremarkable to an Irish Mammy. So I was trying to just get that part of me down the tube. Put up loads and loads of stand-up bits all the time and just try to chop them down into those bite-sized chunks.
And is it true, you can tell me if this is true or not, did you plan a US tour using insights from your social media to see where people were watching your videos?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's a mad thing. And I chanced my arm. I really went to Facebook and was like, where is everyone? Like, where is everyone? Obviously, there's loads of people in Ireland.
Sure.
But it was like 85% of the people that liked my stuff on Facebook were in America.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, well, let's chance this.
Yeah.
I ring up these theatres and I go, can I put on a night in the Gramercy in New York?
It's a very famous theatre.
I know. And they were like, yeah, sure, look, we'd chance it. They're nice people. Yeah, and I had a recommendation. A friend of mine over there put me in touch. And the flipping thing sold out in 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Put on two more. The same in Boston, the same in Chicago. And, you know, I've been up and down the West Coast and the East Coast now a couple of times. It's been
fantastic. But listen, you've been doing podcasting a long time. I think I predate you in podcasting so much that I managed to make no money out of my first podcasting, which was about 17 years ago when nobody knew what podcast was.
Yeah.
But you managed to get on at that beginning, I think, when there was a real surge in interest in the communication between, you know, host, comedian, whoever it was, and a new audience, burgeoning audience, with an Irishman abroad. How many years have you been doing that?
That started in 2013 when I was living in England and very much lost and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but knowing that loads of Irish people had made it abroad and just ringing up people on my phone and asking them, can you help? Recording the conversations with people like Dylan Moran and Sharon Horgan, Paul Mescal, Gabriel Byrne, Sir Bob Geldof. What was amazing was, I'll tell you how early it was.
Yeah.
I'd bring people up and go, would you be interested in doing a podcast? And they'd say, I've never done a podcast.
You were the first podcast interview. And now they do two a week.
Or now they're like, I'm sick doing podcasts.
I'm not doing any more podcasts this year.
It's harder to get them now.
Because
it has become much more corporatized. It felt like it was really pirate radio back then.
Absolutely.
So I'd be like ringing up Boy George going, listen, I got your number from Chris O'Dowd and he said that you two are related. And he's like, come on over. And suddenly
you're interviewing
Boy George. And that I think that might be gone. But definitely they were just deep dive conversations, really. Around the time when we either wanted the shortest possible thing or the longest possible thing.
You gave them the longest, yeah.
This was the longest conversation you've ever heard with somebody like Tom Von Lawler. And I love making, but it's kind of on pause, Dave, to be honest.
Sure.
This tour has just gone bananas. The stand-up has gone crazy. I obviously spun it off into Irishman in America with Marion McKeown,
Today FM
legend. FM.
Everyone knows her from The Last Word,
I did the Irishman Running Abroad with Sonia Sullivan.
Yeah.
She had me run three marathons as a result. And I'm still making a parenting podcast with my wife.
I think it's brilliant. I think all the podcast stuff you've done has been so good. And I think you should check out all the stuff that has gone before and the stuff that's coming now. Before you go, I've taken the name of your show and I've taken the name of your podcast. I've combined the two in a terrible game we're about to play, Charles, called A Gas Irishman Abroad, right?
Okay.
So what I've done is I've taken Irishmen abroad. These are people who are famously Irish but famously live abroad. And I've pumped them full of helium gas. And my question to you is, can you identify them? So we're going to start with this particular chap. Who's this?
We're not even agreeing to treat it with light, but it's just a moment in time and it's a really lovely moment. And so many people work their arses off in this film. And so to be part of this film that meant so much to so many of us in front of and behind the camera, and that now, as you say, means something to the people at home and our...
Who are you hearing there?
Oh, well, look. Does he like YR sauce in his tea?
Go on, give us his name.
Colin. It's got to be Colin Farrell.
It absolutely is Colin Farrell. Spot on. Point on the board. I think it was the word arses in there that seemed to give it to you as well. I was wondering.
It's also that he's just so deeply appreciative
of everybody.
Somebody I've always wanted to have on the podcast. Yeah. He's just such a kind, generous man.
He is. I've interviewed him a few times and he is non-stop effusive with his praise of you, of everyone he's ever talked to, everyone he's worked. He's an absolute dope.
Yeah, you can't fake that.
No, definitely not. Okay, try this one. I think you get this one straight away.
It's hard to believe it's much more provincial than Ireland is.
Like, do I need to go any further?
Straight away. Brendan O'Carroll. Right out the door.
Spot on, absolutely. No.
I actually used to do the warm-up for Mrs. Brown's voice in Glasgow. They used to fly me up and I'd warm up the crowd before.
Incredible.
I mean, that's the hardest working man at showbiz right
there. Absolutely. My wife actually worked with him in Glasgow and Liverpool on a couple of runs there.
Unbelievable.
Back in 2000.
Unbelievable.
And
the reaction.
Yeah, they've been doing that show for that long, that innovative with it, to turn it into sitcom, movie, everything. Like, phenomenal. Okay, last one in your incredible gas Irish man abroad. Who's this?
You'd be surprised the amount of people that you ask in America to point out where Ireland is on a map. They point over towards like Mexico or someplace. Like they've just no idea where where it is.
3 out of 3, who do you
think
it is?
I think I'm going to get this. This is a former guest of Irishman Abroad. It's Paul Mescal.
Look at that fella. Give him a round of applause there. Unbelievable. 3 out of 3. He aced his gas Irishman Abroad quiz. Jarlath, absolutely brilliant.
Dave,
I'm very
so
impressed. Very impressed. And listen, you need to go and see Jarlath live. You will get him in the 3 Olympia in Dublin. He is there on the 16th of January, 17th is sold out. Saturday, 21st of February in Galway and Leisureland. Cork Opera House on the 28th of February. All information on Ticketmaster.ie. And keep listening to his podcast and everything else. Jarlath, thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Love the show, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM.